Is it time for our holiday snack corner? Should we start that? Are people ready and hungry?
This jackfruit is happening, man.
I was listening to the recording, and you really do a good job of repeating this because you ad-libbed a jingle, and then I thought I was going to get you by saying, do it again, and you totally did it again.
Oh, I did? Awesome.
I mean, this time you didn't.
No, this time I didn't. It's totally gone at this point. That's the fucking thing about tunes. When you come up with cool tunes, it's like having a dream where you, like, it's so vivid and you remember it and you're like, I'm going to remember this forever. Yeah. And then I can repeat it in my head all day. The soon as I start thinking about something else, within like 2 minutes, it's gone. It's just gone like a dream. It must, like coming up with cool tunes must come from the same part of the brain as having dreams.
So
you're literally like realizing your dreams when you live through music.
Well, that's like Yesterday, the song Yesterday by Paul McCartney.
Came to Paul in a dream.
I remember.
And it used to be called Scrambled Eggs.
That song?
There was some jazz musician talking about, and he was like talking to another jazz musician, and they were talking about like having a dream where you're like playing a solo, or like you go to the piano in your dream and you're playing some tune and you're like, this is an awesome tune and this is the greatest tune ever. And like, like when I wake up, I'm going to like, I guess they realized they were having a dream and like the next day they were going to like figure out what they were doing, which is kind of cool that they could remember as much to go to the piano or to go to whatever instrument and play it. And they go to the instrument and play it and it's like, oh, this is like the chorus from this tune.
Yeah, right.
It's
anything's possible in a dream.
Been playing for years.
Yeah.
We're in a dream.
So with actually, it's great to have like that. You know, in iPhones and shit like that, you can have a portable voice recorder. So if I ever come up, I have like a whole thing of like 2 second tunes that I've come up with on my phone.
You got to make an album, man.
Like that's on my phone.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is prolific.
But the thing is, something that like I think like people always joke about. It's like, yo, I carry my recording and I look at all these. There's even a Bob's Burgers episode about Jimmy Pesto Jr. coming up with all these songs, but all the songs are like 5 seconds long. It's kind of a joke. It's like, yeah, of course anyone can come up with a fucking tune, but like the difficult part is fleshing it out into a whole like unit.
But I don't know if that's true, because I mean, you have to have like the inspiration, because I mean, in order to, you have to have that initial inspiration, because they say 99% perspiration, but you got to have the 1% inspiration or you ain't going to have nothing to perspire over.
That's a good point.
I've got
the inspiration. Now I just need to like get off my lazy ass and come up with
something. And you can do that.
There's deer jerky.
Deer jerky.
You should eat the deer jerky.
Dear me.
You guys keep talking about like dreams and units and unit. We've got snacks to eat.
Let's talk about realities and snacks.
Let's pass around some snacks. It's holiday mega gargantuan snack corner.
I can hear it with my deers.
Pass around this jerky and bite it, or should I cut it?
I don't know. People can rip off pieces like an old...
Can you?
Okay. I mean, I'm
not going to eat it.
I brought a couple things, too. I don't know.
No.
The only thing that made it this far from when we went to Eden Center and to shopping, because I ate everything else.
Nice. I ate all of my stuff.
I don't know if we're going to be able to eat this. We don't have to eat this.
Is it like an eel?
It's probably tastes good. It's just fucking lychee.
Oh, yes.
It's a can of lychee.
That's going to be good.
Huh?
Are you saying it correctly?
I think it's called...
What is it?
Is it lychee?
In the Monty Python song, I Like Chinese, they pronounce it lychees.
But
there's a verse. It's one of the words.
Oh, I missed that.
I think as Americans, we can say lychee.
A 14, a 7,
what
a 9 in lychees.
It's a little fruit that comes in like a funny little like spiny.
The waiters never are
I like the part where there's like, at the end, there's the corn going, and it starts getting all shitty. Yeah, that's a good song. I didn't realize that. That lychees part.
A 9, a 14, a 7, a 9, and lychees. They're ordering from the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, that's fucking clever.
Yeah, it is. I mean, well, you know.
It is what it is.
Monty Python.
I think with those, you might have to peel them. So you give us one and then you peel it like...
Oh, dude, bust that shit open.
I brought a spoon.
Lychees is good.
See, this
is
cool, but... your own spoon.
Well, for everyone, if everyone doesn't mind sharing spoons, I didn't know if you guys would have a spoon.
B-Y-O-S.
Yeah, bing your own spoon.
I have a spoon in my backpack.
Do you really?
Anyone have any knives?
That's smart.
Like Natalie,
Natalie has knives, usually.
We can,
and
like, have a
Jesse
picnic.
Has spoons.
We'll be fine.
So...
I'm
oh no, Natalie's defenseless.
Uh-oh.
Let's undermine her. Let's undermine.
He's got a spoon there. And he's playing it.
I got a pen.
Hey,
I think it's playing on one of my spoons.
So I'm gonna open this. Okay, how's it pronounced then, Jamie or anyone?
Lychee
or lychee? It regardless.
Lychee.
the audience now understands you have a can of lychee, lychee. We're gonna. We don't know if they're wrapped in their little cocoon thing or if they're
I do not represent any kind of Asian.
Yeah, I know. That's why I suddenly Jamie's felt like a piece of shit. Part, like, I was like, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie will
you're
know.
Half, you're half Korean. Why don't you tell us how to pronounce this Vietnamese word?
If anything, it's really a racist. Tropical fruit, so they wouldn't have it in Korea anyway.
Okay. I'm realizing I think my neck might be fucked up by like sitting in this position for 3 hours that on last Friday. That
every
could be
Friday.
Why. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'm not sure, but
that's gonna be good.
This is the shit that comes in your bubble teas with the bubble teas with the bubbles, which is which I guess we just decided is tapioca. They call it bolo tea
no,
or
that's,
bolo.
That's not boba. That's
no lychee is boba, isn't it?
No,
no it's tapioca.
It's
boba
a
is made out
of tapioca.
Of
boba
lychee
tea
is a fruit,
because
man.
It's just like a flavor. It's like oh. a you know. Like a strawberry smoothie. It's just a lychee smoothie.
I thought the lychee was the boba.
Actually,
no, the boba are made of tapioca. They're tapioca
Natalie,
I knew that part, but I thought that was also called... Okay,
no,
I'm not going to argue
they're
wrong.
The same thing.
Natalie hooked me up with some bobas.
So this is... I thought this was just going to be a can of those little bubbles.
Well, this is the bubbles.
No, dude.
Oh, you already
some,
have the bubbles.
That's some funny little fruits.
Like,
Natalie got those for Jamie.
You got a
like,
can of funny fruits, and
you
better bust that shit
over. Boil them, and I don't know. I did it a long time ago.
Okay, so I was wrong about it. These aren't bubbles. These are just...
Those are just a fruit.
It's in syrup. Okay, I'm
It's a funny little fruit. We got to eat that shit. It's like the fruit version of calamari.
Its ingredients are 41% lychee, 41% water, and then sugar.
We're not going to drink the syrup.
Yeah, it's
so,
a syrup.
So it's 18% sugar,
we'll
I guess.
Just eat the fruit.
I've had a fresh lychee before, and it tastes just like the canned one. It's pretty good.
Cool.
Y'all got any of that fresh lychee?
It's nice and sweet. It doesn't need anything,
lychee.
But
it's
nice
like
and convenient in a can.
I went
like
to
those
some,
nice, thick Asian cans.
Oh, yeah, this is totally not bubbles.
We went to like a...
Oh, my gosh.
I went someplace with Natalie's family... And like, we
Looks
got
amazing.
Some lychees for dessert, and nobody wanted to eat them but me. And it was this
Lucky
weird
you.
Thing where, like, everybody was like, ugh.
What?
I'm not eating that. And I was like, what are you talking
it's
about?
Such
it's
a
just.
Mild flavor.
Yeah, I know. I was like, this is good, guys. And
it's
everybody
like
was
a,
like, no, we're not even going to try it. It's terrible.
Grape, and it's got a nice.
I haven't put my mouth on anything yet, so. I haven't eaten it yet. And it's full of juice.
Get me one.
My
get
mom always one. Had these in the fridge. Jamie is eager for this.
Oh, it's already peeled. This is awesome.
Oh, good.
So there is a pit.
Looks all
something.
Like floopy
there's
and doopy.
There's a seed
it's
in there.
It's, okay. Sometimes there's
so
just
it's like
a
fruit.
A bit of husk.
Oh, man. It's even pitted. These are some fancy ones.
Oh, nice.
Usually
good,
in the can,
along.
they're all
oh,
good
okay.
to eat. Yeah, they're
lychee.
I don't know why I remember
it's
peeling
like Mr. Dribbles.
It,
just like grab
fresh
it.
Ones you
Dan
peel.
Is Mr. Dribbles. Mr. Sorry. Snack Dribbles. It's okay. It's cute.
It's good.
Yeah, get that lychee. Yeah, get that lychee out there. Ha ha. Look at Jesse going for it. He's digging in.
Oh, Jesse's no.
Oh, he's grabbing it. Oh, man. Is he going to do a time dance? All right, Natalie's getting in there.
Yeah, it's juicy.
So is there a pit in here?
No, these are like.
Oh, they're pit
in there?
Oh,
because
I was looking.
Go for it.
I was wondering if I got a messed up one.
No.
Get up in there.
It's good.
It's like
where
if I'd known these were going to be this good, I probably would have eaten them before. I
where, are
from?
Where are they from? Have you guys already?
I'm glad I didn't eat these beforehand. I brought it for everyone to.
Were they grown in Vietnam? These actual ones?
I don't know. I don't know where else you buy grow lychee from.
So if we grew up in Vietnam, that'd be like eating like a tangerine or something. Like we're used to.
This is not exotic.
Could be from China.
Like,
really?
Daniel, those were always in my house growing up.
Oh.
So it's like growing up in Northern Virginia.
Exactly. Like, very like
my
you,
mom always had.
Those are really good.
They're really good.
They're really fucking
I've
good.
I've never had them before. It's like, that's my first time.
Yeah my
you
first.
Pop my cherry.
Your lychee cherry.
You pop
I
my...
pop your lychee.
You guys were gentle with me.
With your lychee.
I liked it. It's like a rite of I feel like a man now. I'm a real man now.
You are.
Okay,
I was
so,
nothing but a boy.
So yes, lychee, love it. I love it. I love it. I would eat it a million times more.
It's really good. I thought it was going to be gross, honestly, and it's actually really, really good.
Next up on the holiday, super fantastic Hanukkah, Christmas, winter solstice, et cetera, holiday celebration, snack corner.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, I got some of these. I went to the H Mart, which is the Korean grocery store. And so I got some. These are Jack and Jill brand Ni Mang Huan.
Ni Mang Hong. Me Man Hum.
I'm not doing a funny voice. This is the name of the snack is Ni Mang Huan.
Me Man Hum.
Chicharron.
Yeah, I noticed that part. It's the chicharron.
So the J, I'll take a picture, but the J in Huan has an Asian sort of hat.
Right.
Like a traditional hat one would wear, a
That's
farmer
bizarre.
Hat. And I don't know what flavor these chicharrons are. It's Sukang Paombong.
Where did you get these again?
Flavored no pork chicharron. So these are non-pork chicharrons.
Would you call that fusion?
If they ain't pork,
so.
What is it?
I don't know, but on the back it says it says 100%
chicharron.
It says 100% Pinoy Echo.
Pinoy.
I like good Pinoy.
100%.
Is that more pineapple?
Pinoy Echo.
I prefer 75%.
I love a good Pinoy in my mouth.
Dahil likas tayong matulungin ta kahit sapag habos. I can't, you know.
That's such a hilarious
Patrick
name.
Speaks, do you really speak Vietnamese?
Ni Mang Huan.
No, I don't think this is Vietnamese. This is Filipino.
You speak Filipino?
Oh, that's why.
This is a product of the Philippines.
It makes more sense now.
Annyeong haseyo. Yowatseyo.
That's why it's so weird.
So I'm going to open these up.
So I knew this Filipino girl. Her name was Rosario.
Was she hot?
She was cute.
Yeah, I bet she was.
She's all right.
I'll bet she was, Dan. You go.
Did you eat the deer?
Oh, I haven't had a chance to get the deer yet.
Yeah, Jamie's busting it open.
Eat that shit.
Yeah, I'll pass these over to Dan.
Are those good?
So, what's the deal with Filipinos? Because, like I said, I knew
it's mostly just flavor.
Because well, that's good,
but I don't know if that's good or not.
Like, is it a good flavor? Or?
It's crunchy.
Like, because I knew, like I said, I knew a girl, Filipino girl, with the name Rosario, and so this is Ni Mang Huan Chicharron. So there's obviously a fusion that goes on with the Philippines, right?
So Spain
how does that
used
work?
To own that shit.
Okay, there's
like
the
since way back, since okay. Magellan and shit. Right?
Oh wow,
who
since
owned
Magellan.
It?
The Americans took
All right,
it from the Spanish.
I'm trying some of this chicharron
War.
From Jack and Jill. This is right. Smells really good. It smells like kind of salt and vinegar kind of smell.
Yeah, I can't identify the flavor, but it is sort of vinegary. It's flavorful. It's very crunchy.
Wow, the venison is great.
Why
the beef jerky
is
good.
You're right. It's hard to identify the flavor, but the closest I can get is salt and vinegar, but there's something else going on.
Yeah.
It's good. It's kind of intense.
This guy I worked with at a gas station took a deer heart and put it in the microwave and just ate it right there.
Where did he get the deer heart?
That's what I'm not sure of.
That was a human heart. That man was a serial killer.
I never even thought of that.
Was that guy that used to make chainmail? That used to make chainmail? The old guy?
That was, what was his name? I started with an A, didn't it? Wasn't his name like...
Was it like Carrie? No,
Carrie.
No, wait.
No, Carrie was the other guy.
That was the guy I used to work with.
Kelly. Kelly. Yeah, he made chainmail. Was he a shady dude in the end?
I didn't ever hear any closure.
He was super nice, but like I heard some people be like, maybe he was not the kind of good person you want to hang out with.
You know, I never got any closure on it. You know, Eric would know probably the most about that because he used to work with him.
Well, I worked with a guy who claimed he could run a mile in a minute 25 seconds.
Yeah, that's
like
that
he would lie,
lying.
But he was like a liar. You know how people at gas stations they lie and they say, "Yeah, I used to be such a
gas stations." You know,
well, you know,
gas
people,
stations
you know,
and
well, people in general, like
pump
some
number three.
You know, some guys will always have stories.
Three.
Like they're all trained killers. They're all you know.
Yeah,
this guy would like
they're all Dale Gribble.
This guy would make up the awesomest shit. Like he had superpowers. Pocket sand.
Bounty hunter.
It's a little salty, but it's good.
Pocket sand.
It's not a bad snack.
Green pea, so it's like. You know, it's not as smooth as the snap peas, but it's got a good flavor.
Is that what it's made out of? It's made out of green pea?
Yeah, that's the first ingredient.
Oh, okay. I didn't read the ingredients.
This is fantastic. I like the flavor.
What's made of green pea?
These non-pork chicharrones. So they're simulated chicharrones. Yeah, instead of pork skin.
Simulated pork.
They are made out of the same stuff that those snapping, green, you know, those Caesar flavored green pea puffs, those chips.
I didn't read far down the ingredients, but
oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Those chip peas.
No, now that you say it, it's obvious that it's
made
out of that.
That's
yeah.
What that mystery flavor is. It's those peas that are the snap peas. They turned into chips.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it works out well. It's actually a good
those
snack.
It is good. I would buy those. Those are good.
I would take these over real pork skins.
Me too.
I wouldn't go that far, but like I think they're, but only because
daily eating. Because I like a pork rind. I like a chicharron, but.
Well, I'm not going to say it's better or worse. It's just so it's different than a pork skin.
Ironically, these are probably less healthy for you than a pork skin, because pork rinds are not that bad for you. They're pretty low in calories.
Yeah, it's all natural flavoring.
Those are great, man.
Yeah, it's mostly the best thing we've had all night.
Those are really good. I would say the texture is like a pork rind, but it's like the flavor is more really like good. Is more much more sharp. It's a sharper flavor.
It's like between a Caesar flavored. It's like one of those snap pea crisps and a Funyun. It's less dense than a Funyun, but it's more dense than the snap pea crisp.
A bunion.
I'm going to try this deer jerky. Where'd you get this deer jerky?
My brother gave it to me. I don't know why he had it.
My brother. How often do you see your brother? You see him a lot?
I have no brother.
I saw him like yesterday.
You're pretty good.
Yesterday?
You have a brother?
Thursday, yeah.
No. I got two brothers.
You have a brother? You have a brother? You have a brother.
I got two brothers.
I don't have any brothers.
I have no brother.
No brothers.
Don't you have like half brother?
Well, now, yeah.
Yeah.
Now my mom's ex-husband he's 75 years old, and he has like a 1 or 2 year old.
But that's not blood related.
No, it's my half.
It's family.
It's my
still family, right.
It's my half-sister's half-brother.
Half-sister's half-brother.
So half-brother.
And he's my half-sister's.
So that counts.
He's my half-half-sister.
Yeah.
So my half-sister's.
I have a half-half-brother that I've not met yet.
My half-sisters have half-sisters.
You're right.
And the new half-brother to my half-sisters is also the half-brother to their half-sisters. Oh, so they're my half-sister's half-brother, but also my half-half-sister's half-brother. It's exciting.
At least this happened in Germany, not in Alabama.
Because that would have totally been fine.
Yeah.
Well, she did my half-half-sister. No, I met her when I was about 12 years old. I didn't really know her very well.
So...
You should be an auctioneer.
Yeah. So Dan has something he wants to introduce. All right,
new snack. New snack has entered the field in the holiday funtacular.
Best before May 19th of 2019.
That's all right. Lot we're good. 14, we're safe. 10.
We're safe. These are. I got these from 7-Eleven. The one on. Was that wait?
We're very specific. We've developed a reputation for being exceedingly specific in describing our 7-Eleven.
Because there's so many, and they change. They vary greatly. This is on Wilson Boulevard, across from the 24-hour Safeway with all the weird people. Shit. That weird people Safeway. There's so many weird people. There's just weird people. The people who like you know just. There's something weird. They live a weird life that you don't know about.
And you're out there with them.
Wilson.
Yep.
You're one of the. They're thinking that about you.
You're all wandering around. I was like, look at these weird assholes.
I was like talking to the cashier. I was talking to the cashier once, and it was like 2 a.m. and I started chatting with the cashier, and I walked away. I was like, I've become one of them.
Yes.
That's,
one
of the that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's just the 2 a.m. crowd.
Yeah. What if weird people are weirded out by you?
I think that's what I'm saying.
That's an OG.
The Wilson Center one is 24 hours?
Yeah, dude.
I could tell. Sometimes I can tell when people are weirded out by me now, like
it's
that I'm strangers.
Hours except for
because
the
like, I sound like I'm all worked up about something, and they'll like kind of like talk to me to try to calm me down. Like not like they won't use special words, but I can tell by their tone.
Special words.
They're trying to chill me out. Yeah, it's like
they know
no,
how to
but
deal
like
with
don't
maniacs.
Worry. They'll be like, but it's not a problem because we found it. You
y'all
know,
y'all
got so, those kinds of words.
Y'all got him special words.
People are treating you like you would treat a guy with a knife. That's you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
You're like, it's okay, man. We're cool.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling, but I'm okay with it. I guess
I'm okay. I've been treated. All
right,
like that.
I got enough friends.
Dan, next snack.
So, and I happen to go to this 7-Eleven to pick up some shit I ordered from Amazon.
What the fuck is that snack?
Because it's an Amazon lockers there too. You plug in the number and just like a computer opens up the door for you.
You ordered this online.
It's one of those things and it says like, hello, my name is something or other. Like,
it doesn't say anything, but like the Amazon locker where I got some socks and I opened the door and I closed the locker and then I got an email that said, you picked up your thing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
so, I've never used one of those.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Because
I have a house.
Because I have a house. I sleep in a bed with my wife.
exactly. Yeah. So.
These are called... Bemar Snacks, B-E-M-A-R.
B-E-M-A-R Snacks.
Mofongo Party Mix. Mofongo.
We're all going to die in a couple weeks, and this will be the evidence.
These are,
like, oh, they were eating that? Okay, and that's case closed.
So they're plantain.
Those are yo-yos.
They're plantain and no yo-yos, but there is something else weird.
I need them yo-yos.
There's plantain and pork skins with cassava chips, chili and lime flavor. It's a party mix. Shit. In Espanol, it says at the bottom, chicharrón, plátano, and yuca.
Mm.
It's a mix.
And I won't go. There's a lot of ingredients, so I won't go through all that. It's Bemar Snacks Incorporated, Medley, Florida. Medley, Florida. And I'm guessing it's.
I bet that's an awful place to live.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of Florida
Midway.
Is.
It's fuck like that. Midway.
I went. We played a show outside of Orlando, and it was the fucking
alleged Brexit.
Yeah, it was. It was like that place was sketchy. It was shady. There was like there was.
Were people gonna get killed? Like, kind
of there was a fight that broke out of the bar because some guy was yelling racist shit.
Whoa. Like that show, Cops. Places. Yeah. Like
you're watching an episode of Cops.
A lot of Cops like gets filmed in like Florida.
Yep.
You're wow.
So anyways, it doesn't say where it's from other than Florida, but I don't know if it's imported from somewhere. Anyways, okay, so this is some party mix. I'm going to open it up. It's probably, I'm not expecting much. I'm expecting a pretty standard kind of, it's tricky with party mixes because they're often not very good.
Hmm. Man.
I'm having trouble opening it.
Rolling the dice.
Do you want to take a picture of it,
Who's
Patrick?
Got a knife, dog?
You're just asking me to take a picture because you're trying to like have a time to think about how you're going to open yes. this.
Jamie's got
stalling.
A knife.
stalling.
Jamie's got a knife.
Jamie's got
That's
a
knife.
Knife.
Janie's got a
you
knife.
You call that a knife.
That's no
I call
knife.
That a knife.
Yeah.
That's what Natalie would say if she had
It's
her
not
knife.
A knife. This is my breast.
That's from
This
New
is
Zealand.
Not a knife.
I don't want you to hurt yourself.
That's a New Zealand accent.
Yeah, that's right. I'm learning. Oh, that was much better. This knife is great.
Oh,
I
look,
know.
Patrick's
mom gave it to us.
It's all sharp and pointy. All
right, so I'm going to... And the trick you. About this is it's party mix. So it's got a little yuca chip. It's got a little chicharron.
So you have to try all of them.
Yeah. You took my knives! Uh-oh.
What?
You took two of them!
Jesse Listen, has two of Natalie's
Jesse,
knives.
You have those in
out.
Your bag or you had them in your pocket?
They were in my backpack for some reason.
He stole that shit. He doesn't want to get murdered.
Serious ass, like, fucking knife.
Did you ever hear how Jesse did that to me, Natalie? We were in Richmond.
Is he a thief?
We were in Richmond. We were in Richmond. And for whatever reason, I couldn't find my ID for the longest time.
For George Mason,
my George Mason ID. And I was like, I've been looking for this ID forever in 7-Eleven. And Jesse's like, wait a minute. And he pulled out his wallet, and my George Mason ID was in his wallet. I was like, why do you have that? And he goes, I don't know. And I was like, how long did you have it? Like a couple months? Like, I don't know why you had it.
I don't know why I had it.
That's, yeah.
That's I took it from you.
You did. And just so you know, I wasn't mad. I was just flabbergasted. I was just like, what?
No, I really felt bad about
no,
that.
It. No, yeah, it was pretty funny
that.
In the
because,
end.
Because like,
because
it was such a like a...
Natalie's well, playing with knives.
Okay, what
it
I
was
did,
like such a shit thing to do.
Those chicharrons are really
but
good.
It was, I mean, yeah,
maybe you found
that
it.
That was really hilarious.
Maybe you just found it on the floor or something. Or
no,
just,
I took it.
Yeah,
oh,
I
you remember
like
taking
it.
Natalie,
I was
great.
Like, I'm going to take
try one of the pork rinds.
The chicharron is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's a spicy. The flavor's real nice on
there. Chicharrons. How did you feel about? Did you have what? Did you have any of the plantain or
yuca? Yeah, they were fine. Both of those were fine.
But the chicharron was the standout.
That was like, yeah, because they all had the same flavor, the same spice flavor, which is spicy.
Chili and
actually,
lime.
It's like pretty spicy chili lime flavor.
That's what I like when the snacks are actually spicy.
So we can like buy it again.
Yeah, most things anyway that I remember.
Mofongo.
That isn't my thing, but it's good. You know what I mean? Like I can tell that's a good version of it. Even,
yeah,
but it's not my kind of.
It's good. It's more mellow than that other. That other. Ni Mang Huan chicharron.
Yeah, those the fake chicharrones are a little crunchier, but these have that extra like porky,
the green pea
the
ones?
Porky kick. Yeah,
like, can I try another one of those green pea
Absolutely.
Ones?
Absolutely, help yourself. You can finish them off if you like.
So Jesse,
I really like these.
Jesse, so you shouldn't feel so bad because one time, like when I was working at a Tony and Joe's,
I had that shit for like how many?
One time I was working in Tony and Joe's and like I was driving these two girls around because I'm a playa. And so we went to like back at what was that name of that fucking place in Arlington that closed down? It used to be a car lot and it had like just draft beer, but it was huge. Oh my God. It was Dr. Dremos, right. That place was pretty cool. Anyways, I was going there and like this girl was like, I think I left my cell phone in your car, but I can't look for it now. Can you look for it? I was like, sure. And like and she like came to me like a week later. She's like, "Did you ever find my cell phone?" I was like, "No, I didn't. I couldn't find it. I just didn't look." and then she like got a new cell phone, and then like she came by like one time and was in my car. She's like, "Here's my cell phone," and I was like, "And she was like, didn't you? You said you didn't have it." I was like, "Yeah, I didn't look." And she was like, super pissed.
It's
about
like
it.
With
so,
the gargoyle. Like
that's when cell phones cost $800.
Oh yeah, the gargoyle. Linda like took my statue gargoyle and sat on
that
it. And
crazy
broke it.
Girl took your gargoyle.
Yes.
So don't worry. Don't worry. You're not the only piece of shit out there.
But like, no,
he purposely did that.
I had your student ID.
You were more negligent. Yeah, he was an outright thief.
For like,
like
a year or 2 years?
Oh, is it that long?
Sometimes it's just magic, because there was a time where I was driving around with Kathy, and both of us had cigarettes, and and we couldn't find a lighter, because there wasn't a lighter in the car. I mean, you know, the car lighter wasn't functioning, and neither one of us had a lighter that didn't work. We couldn't find. We figured there must be another lighter. So we were driving towards a 7-Eleven. We figured we have to go buy a new lighter. Right. So we're driving, and all of a sudden I look over, and Kathy's just sitting there smoking a cigarette. And I said, "How did you light your cigarette?" And she says, "I don't know." We still didn't find a lighter after that, by the way.
Dude, the worst is when you lose your fucking cigarettes when you're drunk and you're looking for the cigarettes. I was tearing my room apart.
Oh, I've done that.
And it's always on the dresser. Yeah. I mean, it's always someplace really fucking obvious. Yes. But you're like,
I never lost any fucking cigarettes.
When you were drunk?
Never.
He never really got that.
I tore my fucking room apart. I was like a maniac. You know when you really have a nick fit and you want a cigarette really bad?
Yeah, I've smoked them from
your
the fucking
glasses,
ashtray.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going everywhere, and I went out back and I started looking around, and in the meantime I probably smoked a cigarette butt.
I always made sure I had like backup cigarettes.
That's smart. See, Jesse,
a pack or two.
Jesse's got shit figured out.
Those are really good, but I'm going to...
So for the record, as far as party mixes go, this was actually a pleasant surprise, the Mofongo party mix.
I think everyone enjoyed that.
Because sometimes the party mixes, like, especially when you get like the Cheeto, Dorito, pretzel party mixes, I find are often just like worse versions of each thing. Have you ever had those? But
for real, though.
This was actually really good. This was quality.
So here's the next one we'll try. It's a seaweed snack. Jamie had suggested I get something seaweed related, so I got a few of these.
I want to try that.
Seaweed.
It's advertised as crispy seaweed. It has a picture of a young gentleman with steam coming out of his ears.
Nice.
It appears to be called Tau Kai Noi.
Tau Kai Noi.
And at the bottom it says delicious with good from the sea.
Mm.
And then there's a picture of a chicken, and then the word... there's a jalapeno under the chicken. It's a rooster.
Seafood?
It's a cartoon rooster that's making an okay symbol, or it might be the white supremacy symbol. I'm not clear, because it kind of looks a little bit like the white supremacy symbol. Underneath the chicken is almost like a sash, is a red chili pepper. And within that, it just says the word chicken. And then below that, it says larb flavor.
Ah, larb flavor. That's a Thai a meat appetizer, I think. Isn't it larb?
I'm not familiar, but I will trust
that
your
That sounds like a knowledge. Word that I've seen on a Thai menu.
Mm-hmm. It's like a spicy Thai meat appetizer with some kind of like greens on the side or some
larb,
shit.
Larb knob.
And on larb the back knob. Are larb a number knob. Of young, it looks like young people, or you know, young men with on there's some sort of high-tech looking machine.
I like that so far.
It's
like everything belt. About that.
It's a conveyor belt, and gentle, they're all smiling
gently
and wearing some of them are wearing face masks, and some of them are just smiling and sort of tossing their heads back smiling. On one end of the machine
tossing
it appears
salad.
That they are putting the raw seaweed into the machine, and it's going over conveyor belts into various units and coming out as pieces
units.
Of seaweed, and then like and then it's packaged at the end, and they all look happy, and they all have their face.
They're celebrating.
There's a
covered.
Whole story
We've
going on.
You gotta try this.
Yeah.
You
and
gotta
then
take a picture
at the
of
top,
that.
Character
says,
arcs.
It That's says, insane. We select high quality seaweed passing through the state of the art technology machinery. Crispiness and natural taste of seaweed has been preserved. Full of goodness is packed. Finally, we get Tako Noi crispy seaweed. And that's at the end. The guy is cheering that on. It says it expires on the 25th of September or December 2019. It was manufactured on the 25th of September 2018. So this was manufactured recently.
Oh, a couple months ago.
Oh, fresh.
All right. So,
so I noticed this weird guy like on the other side wearing a red. It's like a cartoon. On the other side.
Yeah.
Cartoon drawing thing of this like red guy with a red face
and
but
the
like,
and the steam coming out.
Yeah.
And there are many of them. It's the same guy on the back, but there are many of them working hard diligently to produce this presumably tasty snack.
A
so
lot
we're
of
about
work
to find out.
A lot of work went into that design of that packaging.
This is,
I
think it's what attracted me to it. I actually got
two
from this brand.
Look at
the other one,
I don't care about the snack. I just want to read the
package.
We can
check on the other brand and see
what was the brand again.
I know. Come on, you're killing us here.
Well, I don't know what the brand is because, again, like around. We've had in the past, there's a...
Yeah, look at that. There's like a whole novel.
Oh, it's like they have the issue where they can't... they don't have a very obvious
there's
branding.
There's an Arab... It's like Arabic at the bottom. It might be an Arab company.
You get to see
the Central Republic
of...
Yeah,
what
exactly.
is this?
Like
the Central
full
Republic.
Spectrum, you know?
It's written
and we
so
get
tiny.
We get to finish the story and celebrate.
Okay, it's Thai. It says the Central Republic of Thailand, but it was Arabic, which
threw
me off. Yeah. So you were right, Dan. It seems Larb is Thai.
But it was written in Arabic.
Have you eaten any of it, Patrick?
I have not eaten any of it yet, no. Imported by
Arabic.
He's
teasing us. He's just like,
I'm
going to give
it to
you. Wait, where are you getting the Arabic from?
Because there's Arabic. It's written in Arabic. There's Arabic writing down here.
Voila.
We don't have a bowl, I guess.
No. Okay, so I'm going to take out a sample.
We need to get bowl. Yeah, we'll be better prepared.
I'm not sure if I'll like
this. Oh, my
God,
that looks scary.
Yeah, here you go. All right, pass it towards Daniel. And this is just a piece of seaweed. It's a floppy piece of seaweed.
Next time I come over, I'm going to bring you some soda, Patrick, because I owe you a bunch of
stuff. Yeah, the packaging is amazing. I'm not going to hold this from you.
It's just seaweed.
What do you think,
what are you drinking, dog?
It's just seaweed.
Oh, it's nothing special?
That really...
It's good.
Usually, it's wrapped around a cracker.
It's
like
nicely...
sweet, salty...
Dude, it's nicely seasoned.
You know what that is? That's a fucking Atari cartridge box.
It's pretty good, actually.
It's Atari box. If you've seen the Atari box art, mm-hmm. it's always like amazing... Like, either some kind of crazy space aliens doing some crucial shit.
You play it, it's like two squares and...
Yeah, right.
This
like,
is
yeah,
hilarious.
Exactly.
Like, this is just it's a tasty, but it's just a piece of seaweed with a little salt on it.
It tastes like the sea.
It's nice.
I get mad when my roommates would steal this and eat it, like all, without any rice.
What I will say about this is that the... So we have a different flavor of this, first of all. So
we
can compare
get some rice.
We can compare this flavor to the other flavor.
I don't think this is malleable enough to roll around.
No, it's not, but
it's like a snack.
The texture is good.
It's actually really good.
The texture is good.
It is.
It's a good texture seaweed.
This is some of the better seaweed I've had.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
in terms
honestly,
of just a snack in seaweed, just like I'm going to eat
some
seaweed, this is well done.
So I guess the art then is the artwork, the design implies complexity, but really it's just the artwork. It's not complex, but it doesn't mean it's bad. It's just really solid, high quality.
Are you like Bogarting that seaweed?
No, I just want to look at the art a little bit. You want some, Jesse?
Yeah.
I didn't know you like seaweed.
More minerals than any land vegetable.
So the other version of this I have, it's the same thing from the same company from Tau Kai Noi, but this is grilled seaweed, super crisp, hot chili squid. And there's a picture of a little squid with squinty eyes holding his arms out and some red peppers. And on the back it says, let me read this. It says... hot chili squid flavor. Seaweed is grilled in suitable temperature to maintain its quality as well as the nutrient.
I would expect nothing less.
It is then coated with our unique squid-made sauce, ensuring the greatest smell and taste. Super crisp, hot chili squid flavor is best served as a snack with your favorite drink.
Super crisp.
I will say that seaweed was really good. It was like really quality, like easy to chew, but it wasn't it was like in a good crispy fun way.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should. I recommend since
this
we're here,
really nice.
Let's try this other flavor. Here, I'll pass it this way towards Dan. This is the same company, same product, except hot chili squid flavor.
And
I'm gonna like this more.
What was the flavor of the last one? Do you remember?
The last one was larb flavor.
I'm not familiar with the larb flavor, but there was a meatiness, like a good...
Larb is some kind of meaty flavor.
Okay.
So first we had the larb, now we're having hot chili squid from the same company.
Is that good? Is it painful?
This one tastes like some fucking squid. This is some like sea business.
Is it actually spicy?
But it does.
It's decently spicy. It's not crazy spicy,
not
but it tastes like
guy.
Something.
It starts off with that kind of like sauce flavor, but then it ends up kind of squiddy.
Squiddy, fishy.
It melds itself into some squiddy fishiness.
It tastes like
seafood-y-ish.
Squid in my mouth.
It's a strong.
Does it hurt?
It's a strong
like some
flavor.
Willy Wonka, like. But gobstopper, like I just ate a squid. The juices are rolling down my throat.
It's much sweeter.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It starts off with like a sweet chili kind of like sauce, like a sugary chili sauce.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
This is pretty hilarious to eat this.
Yeah. It's kind of like the flavor evolves. It's one of them things.
That's what I felt in the other one.
I don't want to get. I don't want to start sounding like
more ocean.
This is very ocean.
Much more fishy. You had squid flavoring, so like this was my infancy. Yeah. In infancy, yeah.
Like if you were drowning in the ocean, this might be the last thing you taste.
It's like a dessert squid.
It's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I actually can't say which one I like better because they're both.
Yeah, they're both nice.
That one has the more classic.
They work like bubbly in conjunction.
Yeah, this one makes.
This
one makes a more of an impression on you.
Sweet spice.
Sweet chili spice, yeah.
Let's go swimming in the ocean.
Totally. I want to go somewhere where I smell this flavor.
It's like in Castaway, like Tom Hanks style. Let's get stranded. Let's go
volleyball
on a cruise.
Action.
Yeah, let's go on a cruise and jump off in the middle of the ocean and try to find a random island that nobody will ever know about and just live out there until we starve to death.
What? Why? I missed the part where we got to what?
I was just saying, like, to taste the ocean, to have, like, you know what I'm saying?
Just to taste the ocean.
Yeah, really taste the ocean.
Yeah,
none of this bullshit.
Involves dehydration and hunger. And
if
death.
You go to a sushi place that has like roe, you get like that. Yeah. Certain kind of roe, it tastes like the ocean.
Whoa!
Y'all just want to taste the ocean.
Oh my god, stuff
that just tastes yummy.
Like the big bulbous ones that pop in your mouth.
So when does it get like as I'm describing a flavor, I'm just going to talk about myself.
Reminds me of swimming in the ocean.
Because I don't want to
about your flavor?
I just don't want to throw anyone else under the bus. At what point do I sound like an asshole for describing the flavor of a snack?
No point.
You know, when I get too much, like, well, it has a nice oceany finish with it. But
no,
like, it's very, like, sweet chili forward with an ocean finish.
No, it's actually funny because it's a snack. If you were saying that about, like, really fine dining, you'd be like, fuck off.
There's
no wine or something. Yeah. But it's like,
people take the wrong lesson from, if you see somebody doing that with wine or something and you think it's obnoxious, the lesson is not that they should not do that for wine. It's that we should do it for everything else.
Yeah, snacks.
I like the cut of your jib as seriously as they do that. And an example would be,
this is my favorite.
If you're, you know, you can go to the finest, get the finest steak or whatever fancy molecular gastronomy. However, right up near that is going to be that certain like baseball hot dog or something that to you will have equal value taste wise, even if it's us, you know, costs $3.
That's a good point. Actually, that is true. That's a good point.
This one's my favorite, the Wan ones, or
oh the
so
Wan
far.
Demon
we got a
Wan,
we got a lot to go, man. We
those
got
my,
a lot.
These
to
are
go.
By far my favorite so
we
far.
We got so much more to try.
Jesus, man, I'm already full.
Oh my!
Oh, you gotta save some room. Oh Jesus!
Good one, Dan.
Oh Jesus! Man. Oh Lord!
Well, do we want to break it up with?
There's almond raca too.
Atom. I was about to call Dan Atom.
Atom.
Dan has a snack coming up.
We're bringing back. We're going old school with these from taking it classic with the Diana brand.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Diana brand?
Watch out!
Yeah.
Makers of such great
cheese
classics
teens.
As Cheese Teens.
Oh yeah.
And the barbecue yuca chips and some kind of politos or whatever they were called. Corn. They look like rabbit food.
Yeah,
But they tasted like a Frito.
Epic.
These are called. God, how do you pronounce this? Cacahuates.
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 Yeah, yeah.
Mani, M-A-N-I, Japones, J-A-P-O-N-E-S, Japones. Cacahuates, Mani, Wani. Cacahuates, Mani, Japones.
Very good.
And it's called roasted peanuts with soy sauce.
Well pronounced.
Oh.
So I'm guessing it's. I don't know what Mani means. I don't know if anyone can look up M-A-N-I, but Japones, I'm going to get on, based on the font, I'm going to guess it means like Japanese or something. Japones. Because the font
makes
looks,
sense.
The font, and that is also because it's a soy nuts. Sauce flavor.
That's what I
like
say.
Like Japones.
Like, yes, exactly.
That's funny because you have a Latino snack that has an Asian flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an Asian snack that has a Latino.
Precisely.
Whoa.
Fusion. We live in a great world.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. America.
Bunch
and
of white
also,
people.
Also, there's a
did
white
you say
people.
And white people?
No, it's like we're a bunch of white people eating
yeah,
some wild
we're
stuff.
The we're mostly whitish.
Well, I'm part black. I mean,
you wish.
That's Jesse.
Natalie's like Italian.
Oh, yeah. She's Italian.
So,
are you related to like mobster people?
Yes.
I don't think that's a question you're supposed to ask people.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be dead. I'm a dead man.
No, I just think it's like okay. I don't know.
Her grandfather fought for the Axis powers.
Whoa.
Oh,
cool.
So I'm gonna. The snack also
sounded like butthead.
There's
cool.
The another reason is on the this packaging. There's a fan, like a, one of them foldy foldy fans, and it's white foldy except fans. For a red circle. So that's another Japanese sort of
touch my foldy fans
thing. It says new packaging for freshness, but it's the same great taste. And it's written yes. that way that makes it look like new packaging, same great taste for freshness, because the new it's a circle around. The circle says new packaging and then for freshness at the bottom, but in the middle there's a red dot that says same great taste. Have you ever gone, you know, when you go to, you see those doors, when you walk up to a store and there are those, oh, sorry, I was straight at that light in your face.
You're blinding me and Natalie.
When you go into a store with a motion sensor, sorry about that, guys. I didn't say you. When you go into the stores with the motion detector doors, the stores with the motion detector doors, and they say like automatic, but it looks like they say automatic caution doors.
Yes.
But it really is saying automatic on the top and doors at the bottom caution. In the circle and then caution in the middle. So it looks caution like automatic separate, yeah. automatic caution doors. And have you ever seen driven on the road where it says stop ahead on the ground except ahead is the first thing you see? So it looks like a head stop.
A head stop.
This is the same thing where it says new packaging same and the same great taste as the middle. Anyway, this is not important.
No, it's very important. Keep going.
So anyway, so keep going. Keep doing it.
Finish the story.
We're almost there. Oh, let me read the backstory.
You're just getting started here.
Since 1951, families have preferred Diana's quality due to our unique portfolio of salty and sweet snacks. Mani Capones are roasted peanuts seasoned to perfection with soy sauce, taking peanuts to the next level.
Oh, shit.
A unique flavor that few can resist! Exclamation point.
Nice. You can leave, exclamation
you can leave
point.
That on a voicemail exclamation for text. Point.
I bet you I can resist. Yeah.
Call back.
This one I'm not as, I don't know. I mean, I definitely will try it, but.
I'm digging on this seaweed.
Is this peanuts with soy sauce?
Oh, roasted I definitely want to try
soy
that.
Sauce. I like that they give you a little background on Diana brand because we've become such a fan.
We have.
Anyways.
Actually, this might be my favorite. Now, I didn't know they were like.
I think they're just Diana brand.
See, I like normal shit.
I don't know what that means.
Normal none shit. Of the, none of the shit. That isn't weird. That doesn't come from some funny place.
Weird.
I like normal shit. I don't like this weird seaweed nonsense.
I want my weed to be from the land.
Yeah, I believe in American.
All right, so.
I mean, yeah, they're nothing. They're pretty much what to expect. I mean,
Ronald Reagan.
I wish there was more soy sauce flavor.
It just tastes like a penis.
Yeah, with a little crispy outside, but it
like a penis.
Yes.
No, it just tastes like
that was hostile,
are they good
Dan.
Peanuts, are they fresh?
It was like yes, you yeah, a penis, yeah. You jerk off.
It tastes like a penis, Dan.
It's not bad. I mean, it's like a tasty snack.
Yeah, but it's disappointing because there should be more soy sauce.
You
flavor.
Don't really taste the soy sauce.
Yeah, disappointing.
But it's a crispiness. There's a flavor.
I like it.
There is a crispy outside to it, but like you're yeah,
right. It's just right, getting a peanut basically.
Yeah, getting a penis.
Yeah.
The issue is it's a quality peanut. Mm-hmm. There's something going on there in terms of the texture.
There's like a crunchy outside.
It's a little something. What is that's different.
It's like a roasted skin. Like
yeah.
The skin
yeah.
This, on it, it's roasted. It's like, it adds like a candy shell.
Yeah. It's like fried. It's got a. It's almost as if it was fried or something.
These are good.
I'm not getting the soy sauce.
I'm not getting
no,
the soy
yeah,
sauce
no
either.
Soy sauce.
No, but they're good peanut and they have the texture right.
It would be worth getting as a tasty treat.
Because they don't have the mealy texture that peanuts mealy.
Yeah,
I just realized
that I'm
showing
like.
My butt crack
like
off.
Maybe
people.
The shell seals the freshness better because nothing's worse than like rancid. Peanuts.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like, and I agree with Dan on the mealiness.
Peanuts and they're like,
right? Yeah, they when you bite into
these are damn good.
They crunch. They're good. I just wish there was more soy sauce.
Yeah, we could put soy sauce on them. You have soy sauce upstairs. Right?
I mean, that's not the point.
So we could try.
It's like, yeah, it's like if you ever tried to eat a French fry and then pour ketchup in your mouth. If you're
yeah,
really, you know,
yeah, it's good, but it's not
there's
that
some, like,
good.
Peanuts and soy sauce and
pad thai.
Yeah, and a Korean side dish.
I love pad thai.
Peanut action going on.
I'll take it. I dig it the most. I dig it the most. I ain't shy about eating these penis.
So I have this one. This I don't know. I'm expecting this to be a fairly mild thing. I mainly got it because it says, yes, chips, with 2 exclamation points. So yes, exclamation point,
marketing.
Chips, exclamation point.
Yes.
Sweet potato chips with black
do
sesame.
It.
Right?
Yummy.
And but the interesting thing is I have no idea what flavor this is, if this is just normal sweet potato with black sesame and a little salt, because it has pictures of sweet potatoes and then a honey, like one of those honeycomb sticks, you know, that you
honey.
Stick in honey
mm-hmm.
and
yep.
it's drizzling honey all
like
over.
Like on the cereal box.
I'm guessing there's probably not a honey flavor in this. That would be my guess.
Why would they have the honey stick to
show
honey?
That it's a sweet potato? Because perhaps the sweet potato, you know, they want to just. I know this looks like a sweet potato, but maybe they just want to have additional indication that this is not.
So there's no question.
Yeah.
But they're introducing new questions of if there's a honey flavor.
Sweet potato chip. I like all these off chips.
And there's honey like running out from underneath it. It's all like glooping honey down from the bottom.
I'm gonna bet you there's some honey flavor.
You think there's some honey flavor?
I do like the positivity in the name, though, of yes, exclamation point, chips, exclamation point.
Yes, chips.
Yeah.
Aww. All right, so I will I'll give these an open.
What's funny is Jesse was petting Clemmy, and you said aw, and I burped right before then, so it just sounds like I burped, and you said aw.
Oh, right, yeah, because I guess they can't see Jesse petting the dog.
Why do they make these so impossible to open? It's like, no, we
because they fucking hate you.
No.
We got the knife. We have so many knives in this room.
But that is the principle.
I know what you mean.
It's the principle of the matter.
You want to open the puzzle.
This game, we'd be good right now. We've got knives and snacks. All right.
Wait, how many snack corners have you guys done?
Yeah. None.
Let's have some equipment.
This is the first one.
Especially for...
Okay.
We can't be defeated by a bag.
I'm already surprised about what's in here.
Uh-oh.
Does it smell?
It's not chips at all.
No. Okay. So, yeah, it's totally, first of all, they're tiny. Second of all, it's basically like a puffed shrimp chip. It's not
what
an actual
fuck?
Chip. It's a
like
puffed.
No chips.
Like oh, the man. Shrimp chips. You know, I got some of those, too. You know, the classic. I mean, most people have had these shrimp chips.
Oh, yeah, they melt in your mouth and get all fuzzy.
But let me try this. I'll see.
Honey?
They added something.
Do they adhere to your tongue all, like, satisfaction of, like...
These are pretty tasty, but you know what they taste like?
Stick.
Okay. Okay. I'm putting a challenge to the group. I'm going to pass this around.
Challenge to the group!
These taste exactly like an obscure cereal from when we were kids.
I'm going to guess Kix.
Okay, no one blurted out yet.
Well, I haven't had it yet, so
no.
I'm just gonna,
whoever,
I haven't had it.
You can guess. Everyone try, then you guess...
Funnel? No.
Wait, wait till we all try.
Let everyone have
guess.
A chance to try it.
I bet Natalie doesn't get it because she's too young.
It could be.
What?
It could be.
She's too young.
Yeah, they didn't have cereal when
well, I think
Natalie
I know
was
what
growing
you're talking
up.
About.
They had. That's when they started serving those nutrient
like
pills.
Right.
The future pills.
Like the small pizza and Back to the Future was just put the whole thing in my mouth. You stop being a smart ass.
Hydrate level 4, please.
You really know how to hydrate a pizza. Dude, I think I know what you're talking about. Can I guess?
Oh, no, hold
no,
on. Wait until it.
Have I had one yet? They answer me that.
Fuck you.
Oh, shit.
Cereal, but I have an idea.
Wait.
What it reminds me of.
It tastes almost, not quite, but almost exactly like.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Not a common, not one of the main cereals.
You,
one of the
your
side
parents probably wouldn't want you to get it. Right?
They wouldn't want you to get it, but they
but
would break down, especially if you're like on vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
In my case, I was on vacation in Bermuda. And they just wanted me to eat something, so they.
I wonder if we're thinking of the same thing because I'm.
I know what you're saying. I can't name the cereal, but I do know what you mean. That it's got that flavor or something.
Can I guess?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Well, real quick, let's see if anybody else have any guesses.
I have a different answer. That's not. Cereal.
But it's not a cereal.
It's like sweet potatoes.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That's the last thing. Oh.
You want me to?
I don't know that I've tried every cereal, but. Is it Captain
Crunch? No, it's not Captain Crunch. What do you think it is?
I think it's Cookie Crisp.
It's totally Cookie Crisp. Yeah, these are fucking Cookie Crisp
chips.
That's what
it tastes like.
These are chips that taste like fucking Cookie Crisp.
To me? I can kind
of
see that.
Daniel
got it.
It totally does.
Tastes like fucking Cookie Crisp.
It's Cookie Crisp.
Did you ever have Cookie Crisp when you were a kid?
It's Cookie Crisp.
Yes, my mom gave me.
I wasn't allowed to have this.
I wasn't either. I had it like twice in my entire life. Do they still sell it?
I've never had it.
Do they sell it still?
I don't know if they sell it.
I'm not getting
the... Fuck, I'm going to the store and buying some.
You know what my first
thought was? We should go
was?
To the store
funnel
and buy
cake.
It.
We're allowed
it
to now.
It tastes like funnel cake, the way the sweetness...
Exactly.
I can see that. I see funnel cake.
That's what I thought
I'm thinking
first.
Funnel
cake.
If Cookie Crisp exists, we should go to Harris Teeter, or somebody should go to Harris Teeter after school here, after class.
Did you eat it without milk? Because I've never had it without milk.
I did eat it sometimes without milk.
I can see what you're saying with
Cookie
Crisp.
I've tried it both ways. I love Cookie Crisp.
He tried it both
ways.
Dude,
but I can also see what Jamie's saying about the funnel cake.
Yeah, I see a little bit of the funnel cake, but that really was like, immediately I was like, Cookie Crisp.
I'm sure you can look up online, like Target.com, Cookie Crisp, because that would show if it still exists at grocery stores. Or, you know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of thing they would have on their website.
This is my business.
So I don't know if like
there's some like sesame seeds in here, a little sprinkle. Like they weren't like distracting.
Yeah, no, it's the black sesame. There,
but that adds in like more nutrition. Black sesame. And flavor.
Roasted sesame.
Open sesame.
That was like a Popeye like episode Popeye. I watched. Where he was like doing the open sesame.
So
you
open
saw
says.
That. It's open sesame.
Sesame, yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you, Jamie.
Why are you watching Popeye?
I Cookie Crush. I think you saw the picture and saw the sesame seeds, and that like prompted you, directed you to the Cookie Crush.
That's no, totally possible.
It, well, it tastes like it to
it
me.
Does
I didn't
taste
see
like
it.
Cookie
I didn't
crush.
See that. Hey, but guys, I also was prompted by Patrick to say it tastes like a cereal, so it's kind of indirectly.
I tried.
Do you want to know how to say Cookie Crisp in Vietnamese?
How?
Mine Quizon.
Mine Quizon?
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Wait.
Mine Quizon.
Mine Quizon.
Vietnamese is a very difficult language to learn. It's very complex.
I don't think I've had a dessert before.
You know how like racist white people will be like, oh, Koreans and Vietnamese and Chinese, they all sound the same, right? Are there racist
sound
Chinese
the
who
they
think that all...
Do they think that Americans and Canadians sound the same?
Yeah, well, yeah. Here's what I'm saying. Like, you
or
know,
Americans
dumb,
and Australians.
Dumb Americans might say Chinese, Japanese, you know, it all sounds like that funny talk, Vietnamese.
You know, it's kind of like...
I have never been around people like that.
I'm going to tell
you... Well,
hey, Dan, I'm going to tell you
that's
that...
very distinct...
I'm going to tell you that there might
be...
Ironically, there might be people that take offense to you defaulting to a southern accent when you do that.
Well, fuck them. They voted for Trump. They can suck my dick.
Okay. Just making sure.
Jesus would have voted for Trump. Made
right.
a wall so
yeah, yeah.
Jesus couldn't, like...
Yeah, they voted for Reagan and W. Egypt. Bush. That's bad enough. But Trump, it's like, no, you can suck my dick.
And they will. Right
so.
After these
Jesus
messages
like
from the Dan's next snack.
They might like that.
Dan's next snack is...
Are we ready for dessert yet? Because that's all I got left.
Well, I mean, I got some other salty ones.
That was a good transition to dessert, because that, like,
well,
was a
here,
dessert.
Well, here, hold on. Because there's one, there's two more that we have to try
yeah.
at least. One of them is... sorry, I wanted to try this one for sure, because...
Dan, did I piss you off?
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't
mean
to piss you off.
I did want to make my point that, like,
can we just cut
what if there
the
was a racist Chinese person, do they think that, like, you know, all European languages
there,
sound the same?
There are racist right. Chinese people.
Yeah, and they say, like, oh, all those people who speak French, English, and Spanish, they're all fucking weird-talking homo-weirdos.
Homo-weirdos. I bet, like, English...
Homo-erotic.
Well, like, English and German, right? They would probably be like, those sound the same.
Yeah.
They?
Well, I don't know. I mean, but, because like, obviously Vietnamese
English
and
has a
Chinese
lot of,
are distinctly...
A lot of W sounds. Like, most languages don't have a lot of whoa sounds. And,
I don't
and,
speak
and,
no
and
languages.
And to some people that speak certain languages, they think that English just sounds like a lot of
whoa.
Someone described as like it sounds like
English sounds like that.
Yeah, I think it was like a
wait. I can't believe I'm totally blanking. Did English invent what's that music?
Like that's how he described what English sounded like.
What's that music that goes like wow?
Dubstep.
Dubstep. Yeah. So it's like the English invented dubstep then, right? Because it's just a bunch of wow.
Yeah, they were making fun of us. Dubstep was some Chinese guy making fun of English speakers.
It would have been funnier if I had remembered this type of music, but.
Wow.
This snack is tricky because, and I'm not entirely clear what the deal is here because the majority of it is in Korean. So pretty much everything written on this package is Korean, except for it has the words in the upper right hand corner.
Korean?
It has the words big news.
Ooh,
like that's
this whole
I'm
week?
Pregnant.
That's yeah.
And then it has a picture.
Big
of a
news.
Of a shrimp, and the shrimp is doing a thumbs up with one hand.
Yes.
His right hand, he has a thumbs up. In his left hand, he's making this symbol with like his thumb tucked in, and he's holding up the number like four fingers.
All right.
And then behind the shrimp is a turtle with a bow tie and a top hat. The shrimp is just naked, but the turtle has a bow tie and a top hat, and he's also doing the four fingers up symbol.
Well, turtles know it's
and they're both smiling in a sort of a crazy fashion, and the shrimp has a word bubble coming out of it, but it's written in Korean, so I'm not sure what it says. And then
again with a complicated
in English,
bad design.
Yeah, really.
Now at the bottom in English, I can't read most of this because half of it is covered up by pictures of whatever this snack is.
Right, so they took the text and they put it on the bag, and then on top of that, they put a layer. They added a layer in Photoshop of something else on top.
Which is, just a photo of the puffed up snack. And And the text reads, shrimp are shellfish with 10 legs and long tail. Shrimp have well-developed pleopods and slender legs, which are very suitable for swimming. They are slim, and then I can't read some of it. Their chest is less than half their length. Shrimp, I can't read that, and then turn pink when cooked.
Is it a shrimp, or is it like some kind of sand flea?
It says it looks like a shrimp. And so for context, there was another one from the same brand, and instead of the shrimp on it, it just had the turtle guy, and it had a picture of what looked to be corn soup, like some sort of soup with just whole kernels of corn floating in it, and everything else was the same, and it said big news, except the English text, instead of talking about shrimp, it said corn soup is something behind the soup, picture of the soup that is enjoyed by corn-producing countries.
So, we eat a lot of like whole corn floating in broth, basically.
And there's some illustrations in the back. So on the front is an anthropomorphized cartoon shrimp and cartoon turtle. On the back, it has a picture of a whole, just a natural-looking shrimp, a drawing of a natural-looking shrimp with its head on and legs as if it's still alive, although it's pink, and then a bowl of cooked shrimp that have been deshelled and with their heads off.
Hell yeah.
And the shrimp that is appears to be alive has a big word bubble coming out. He's hovering over the cooked dead shrimp, and he has a word bubble, and it says in all sorts of different colors, a bunch of Korean stuff, but it's a number of different colors. And again, lamentably, I do not speak Korean. But anyway,
I like the idea that it's educational and they have the inside scoop on what corn-producing countries eat.
Yeah,
which is corn-producing countries.
Clemmie's eating something.
Eat corn soup.
All right.
I think Clemmie's eating the seaweed.
Whoa, Clemmie's totally eating something.
Yeah. Spilled popcorn.
All right. Oh, that's okay.
So this is an interesting snack. It's a very difficult to describe because it's not quite a puff. But it appears to be some sort of, I guess, probably a corn product. Layers of it sort of lazily layered over and around itself, so it creates sort of like a loop with loops and like bits and pieces inside. I don't know. How do you describe that? I might
have to get a closer look.
It's really good.
Does it taste like shrimp?
Kind of, a little bit. It tastes good. The texture is good.
Oh, I see what you mean. So yeah,
I don't know how to describe that shape. That is a shape that does not normally show up in physics. It's not like a toroid.
Oh, is that the infinity thing?
That's like the donut.
Like a tesseract.
Yeah, it's not a tesseract.
It's a tesseract.
A tesseract is like a
that's
10-dimensional
cool.
time.
It's a wormhole.
I know toroid. What is that? Wait, what? It's the
it's
donut.
Some kind of shrimp hole.
Toroid is like donut-y
a
shapes.
Butthole.
Like the donut-y.
Yeah, like the sideways, the lazy eight. The lazy sideways eight thing, where it spins. So you like, it's like the spin. Like if you had a flat piece of paper, it like spins around.
That's like a Mobius strip?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. So
Mobius.
It's different. I know what a toroid is, but I can't think of what it is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well,
that's
where time becomes
it looks like a vagina. It's a vagina.
Time becomes a loop.
Dude, you gotta start, get off of Tinder.
I need to get laid. It's getting bad.
I really like these.
They're
good.
These
I like. I like the texture and I like the flavor.
These are good. I really can't describe the shape.
The shape is impossible to describe. I'll just take a picture.
It's a vagina, dude.
It's not a vagina.
So it is like folded over like a samurai sword or something,
sure, you
right?
Know what a vagina is.
I've never seen a vagina.
You know,
so
like when
know.
They like make samurai swords, they fold them over.
I'm guessing.
This is like the same process they use to make a samurai sword.
Samurai.
Nobody's gonna say whether they agree or not.
Well, you know what I think it looks like.
I agree.
Like.
I'm just trying
like
to take a
vagina.
Picture of this.
Exactly.
Well, the problem is I'm taking a picture of this and everyone's gonna say like Daniel's right. It looks like a vagina because like the way I took the picture is
yeah.
Because
thank you.
Hey, first, I want to say that last snack I could see like that has like a nice enough, calm enough flavor. It's distinct enough. But it's also calm enough that I can like just keep popping them without like getting too overly crazy sick of them. Like some snacks are super delicious, but you can only have a couple. And I can eat a bunch of that shit.
You pop it, you can't stop it.
I would get jaded of that. Just the aftertaste.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that really. Honestly,
what are you eating, dude?
It gets
what is
soft,
it?
I'm eating the peanuts.
You're just kind of
I'm eating the peanut.
I'm eating the peanut.
Yeah, so, I didn't like it. Honestly, yeah, the shrimp thing, I didn't like.
I didn't hate it. I'm kind of digging on the seaweed.
The seaweed
stuff.
My favorite was the mang wan.
Very satisfying.
Yeah.
The mang wan was
chicharron.
My
favorite. The aftertaste kind of like, the flavor keeps going on. It doesn't just turn into a mess.
Yeah.
I'm just eating the peanuts because they're like normal.
He is just eating the penis because it's like normal penis.
Yeah, I didn't like the vagina shaped ones.
To.
I like the penis.
He's used to the penis.
The happiness.
I like what I like, man.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So these are another old favorite from the weird dessert aisle in 7-Eleven.
I'm not going near that.
It's the oh, you like that one though? That was like the bread with the jelly and the peeny
oh,
jelly.
Oh, that was actually good.
Yeah, the peeny.
Yeah, the pineapple jelly is one of the
good.
Pineapple
that was actually
things I like.
That like that the big Newton nice thing.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
So yeah. I can't remember if that was the same company, but it was from the same aisle.
Oh, well, maybe I'll try it then.
This was actually gotten from the Wilson 7-Eleven, not the
Patrick Henry
one. So anyway, this is from the company is El Latino Panaderia Bakery. Mm. If you ever are interested, it's ellatinobakery.com.
Latino, a Latin lover.
El Latino
Bakery. El Latino Bakery. I did it too. I did the Southern thing.
You totally did. El Bakery.
I'm not only an asshole, I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah, see?
You're
not
doing
only an
the same
asshole,
as me.
You're a hypocrite.
And I'm a hypocrite.
America.
America.
This is from Hyattsville, Maryland, but like it's originally from somewhere else.
I should
else,
buy that
assuming.
Apartment.
Because Hyattsville, Maryland.
It doesn't, but it's weird because
I should buy that apartment and conceive kids there just because it'd be weird. Because you guys conceived your kids there.
It'd be totally cool. You
we didn't.
More people.
So yeah.
We didn't. We moved there after she got pregnant.
Well then I'll go wherever you guys got her pregnant, and
that's Bobby's house.
I'll go to Bobby's house and then I'll move there.
Awkward. Hey, can
don't
I,
go there.
Can
dude.
I borrow your bed? I don't know. Who the hell's Bobby?
Oh, my brother.
Oh,
does it still have the giant TV?
No.
Did you guys, like...
This is all meaningless. Let Dan talk about his chat.
Adam was conceived in front of a giant TV.
This is all getting cut out because we're in the middle of snack.
I'm sorry.
Talking about a giant TV.
Later. We'll talk about it later.
None of this
matters.
Let's talk about it never.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to keep talking
about it. Well, there are all these pictures on the screen that come up that sidetrack us because they're interesting pictures.
They only sidetrack you if you're fucking ADD.
I am. You know I am.
It's a pretty background. That's what it's meant for. Don't make me.
That was in Korea.
Don't make me turn off the TV.
You have to, man. Otherwise it derails everything.
No, it doesn't. You derail everything.
I'm not the only one.
But you're right now.
I think this is qualified to stay in the podcast at this point.
About Korean snacks and it's bringing up a,
yeah, it's relevant. It's very relevant.
Yeah, that photo happens to be taken.
No.
Patrick's getting mad though.
We were trying
no.
this jackfruit. Like at the beginning, we didn't talk about it, but
jackfruit was good.
A picture of Jackson came up.
Yeah.
Whoa.
See, it's all related. That's
and now it's a bunch of colored fish on the screen.
Oh my God.
We're basically shooting a movie, not a podcast.
Yes,
people should be watching.
I think that's just confirmation bias, not
bias.
not.
No, I think it's an
Google
obvious correlation.
It would be weird if Google's whole thing. Yes.
Back on track.
Back on track.
Well, I'm only going to go back to it when the subject goes back.
I'm going
to
be quiet now.
You know,
the
so,
subject
yes,
is.
Yes, I'd be happy to, Natalie. I would be happy to do it. Trust me. You know.
Natalie, hungry.
I want to hear about this snack.
Okay. I'm just not going to talk about. We shouldn't have two different conversations going on at the same time. Is all.
You can edit that out.
What this part?
Okay.
Patrick has
no,
the
I
power.
I think
of
there was a lot. I think there was a lot of implied information that just went on.
So what happens when we die? Can we talk about that?
I think Daniel wants to have some babies.
I'm sorry.
I think he's seriously
nothing.
Wants to
I kind of do.
If you're a single woman and looking to make some babies,
yeah,
like
I got the crazy sperm.
Ready to go, man. He's got like jobs lined up. And
this guy,
yeah, I got a job,
he's got
a part time job,
like,
yo.
Lined up.
He's got sperm. It's going.
I got jism, yo. All right, let Dan. I'm gonna stop now. I really want to hear what Dan has to say. Yeah. What do you got there?
El Latino Panaderia Bakery. From Hyattsville, Maryland, ellatinobakery.com. These are called hojaldras. Hojaldras. Hojaldras.
I think that's something.
It's like you're doing a Spanish language. Hojaldras.
Hojaldras. Yes, right, from the tapes.
Hojaldras. Like you're like that.
Hojaldras.
Say Adobe. Adobe.
¿Dónde está las hojaldras?
Like
they are based, and it
is
says
from
in
Pee Wee.
Yeah. When they're at the Alamo.
And it says underneath in parentheses, it just says cookies. So I guess Ojaldras just means cookies.
It doesn't look like a cookie. Dras.
No, they're weird. I'll get to that. Ingredients is wheat flour, shortening, sugar, rice flour, water, vanilla, salt, baking powder, and cinnamon. For anybody wondering,
cinnamon.
Salt in Vietnamese is muối. So,
yeah.
The ingredients in Spanish, I could read them. Harina de trigo. I'm not going to read the ingredients in Spanish. Okay, so basically these things are like two.
Yeah. Is that man on the screen?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ, can you at least not?
I'm sorry.
If you're going to say something like that, wait till like.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I got to stop there. I got urges.
Well, it just like makes like.
I get urges and I fuck shit up. I'm sorry.
It makes it like so disjointed when you're trying to.
I know. I'm just going to be. I want to hear. I like what you're saying too. That's
no,
the
I mean, it
part.
Doesn't matter. It just makes things sound so disjointed unnecessarily.
All right.
It just came out of nowhere.
I did it because.
Well, I mean, why?
He's a modernist.
Yeah, it's like it's avant-garde, this podcast.
It is interesting
that
Ben
Johnson is a modernist.
That is a Korean wedding. The photo on the TV is of a Korean wedding, so it is a little creepy.
American wedding? I'm sorry.
So it's not
no,
Molly
it's a Korean
married husband.
You mentioned that you thought that Google was hearing us talk and then putting things on, and we're talking about Korean snacks, and then there's a wedding
exactly.
Where it's Korean.
That has nothing to do with Korea.
Okay, we should stop using their names because it makes it difficult to make sense of the conversation.
Birdman kicked my ass.
Okay, well,
yes,
I'm trying for your sake, Patrick,
yes,
and mine as well.
That.
But like mostly for you.
I just kind of want to try this treat, and we're never going to get to try it.
So they're hard, basically hard sugar cookies. They're giant. They are what would just an oval shape? That's not quite an oval. More of like a. How would you describe this shape?
It's like, it's an oblate. Oval. It's a really stretched out.
It's like a small bread.
It's about
it's
like
a mini loaf.
6 inches long.
Like
yeah,
a,
it's about 6 inches. 6 inches long and about an inch and a half to 2 inches wide at the thickest. But it's like sort of like rounded off at the ends. Okay, so
she's tempting me
cookies.
To start talking about the screen.
The problem
again.
With describing, no,
damn
the,
you.
The problem with
and Patrick's gonna be mad at me. He's he'll get
true.
You can do whatever you want.
No,
I'm gonna be the one who gets in
guys,
trouble.
Guys,
I can make it up in many
no,
ways.
Guys. The problem with describing pictures though is it's hard to understand
because nobody can see it.
Yeah, that's all.
I want to be on the radio. I'm a
we
great dancer.
We should do this in the dark, except for the person with the snack.
Right,
Dan is.
I like
dancer.
Having the background. Yeah. I don't.
I
want to
be
cool.
On the radio. I'm a great dancer.
Oh, these are very hard. All right, here, I'm going to bite into it.
All right.
Oh, it's really hard.
Is it really hard? Should we get some milk?
No.
No, you got enough saliva in there?
It's not nearly as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Be careful, dude.
Once I put it in my mouth, it wasn't quite so hard.
That's how it goes, dude.
You sick bastard.
It just tastes like a sugar cookie. It's not bad.
All right.
It's not bad.
I just finished my Coke, so I can't have it.
What?
What?
I
you can't have a you can't have food after a Coke?
Well, I'm done with my Coke and I've had three already and I don't want to have four.
But so why you can't eat something if you don't have something to wash it down with?
Yeah, exactly.
But there's water.
There's
other, you know.
What are you thinking? Mm.
You could get a Fresca.
Oh, man.
I don't want to eat that.
All right, I'll try it.
I taste Jesse, cinnamon.
Yeah,
Jesse, it's just a sugar cookie.
It
cinnamon.
Looks like that elven
cinnamon.
Bread.
I smelled it, and I know that it looks. This is probably pretty good.
It literally just tastes like a normal, like cinnamony kind of sugar cookie, Jesse. There's nothing. Word. There's nothing crazy about it. It's
now. Is it more sugar cookie or more Snickerdoodle?
It's like icing.
That's a good question. Is it?
This is hard.
I would say it's more Snickerdoodle.
Yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not as hard when you bite into it. When you put it in your mouth. Yeah. Hmm. It's about 6 inches long,
put
2 inches wide,
mouth.
And you put it in your mouth,
put
and
it
it's not
mouth.
That hard.
It's not that hard when you put it in your mouth.
Is it snickerdoodly, you think?
Nice
it's not soft throat. Like a snickerdoodle.
It's more in the direction of a snickerdoodle than
but
a
it's not that hard. Either.
Yeah. So, Jesse, it's like the most mild flavor we've had tonight.
Hard. It is pretty mild. It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's nothing special.
I got scared by the gigantic
cookie
aspect. Well,
you take cinnamon
aspect.
For granted. Mm-hmm. It
kind of intimidated me.
It's a very exotic, like, delicious flavor.
It's probably the most normal El Latino bakery food we've had.
Well, yeah, totally.
The real deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'll try. If Jesse's going to try it, I'll try it.
You could, like, make a little house.
Oh, wait. You haven't even tried it, Dan Johnson.
I haven't tried it because you didn't try it.
And I'm getting grief.
Hey, well,
you griefer.
Well, you're getting the.
You're getting griefing me.
Well, I know that they'll move on to me if I don't try it after you've tried it. So I'm definitely gonna have to now.
They came for you.
Yeah, they're coming.
It's
for
no
me
lychee,
next.
I'll tell you that. Or lychee? What did we decide it was?
What are those tater tots?
No.
Lychee.
Okay.
It's lychee.
So while those cookies go
you
around,
call it lychee if you're from England.
Lychee.
Yeah. This is the next thing. This is gonna be.
Those look like tater tots.
Yeah, I know. That's what Daniel just said, but it's not tater tots. Here, let me see. This is like a big thing here. I gotta take a picture.
I hope it is tater tots. That'd be kind
of
cool.
It looks like a popcorn bag of tater tots.
It tastes like a funny biscotti.
I can't imagine them not being tater tots. That's how they look.
I like it better but it's softer.
It's softer than a biscotti.
These are the opposite of tater tots.
You don't need to dunk it in coffee.
They look funny.
That would be really good with this.
So these are
these are actually pretty good.
These
like the
are
the cookie
caramel corn snack. It's a caramel corn snack, Korean-style snack. It's written in English. 100% product of Korea. And they appear to be, I know everyone says they look like tater tots, but really they look like, they're effectively Cheetos, like cheese puffs, except instead of the corn being puffed and covered in cheese, it appears to have been covered in some sort of caramel. Now, I'm really intrigued by the ingredients. The ingredients are cornstarch, white sugar, salt, and caramel. That's it.
Salt.
Yeah. Caramel. So you want to open these up?
Oh, I like. Yeah, it's all like natural. Only
it's a cheese puff except with caramel
it's
instead of cheese.
Mostly air.
You guys
that's
like
delicious.
Salt.
Moi.
Yeah, that's Vietnamese for salt.
Anyone says salt ever?
I'm more partial to the two.
Do you know how they say bird in Spanish?
How?
El bird.
No, I mean like with the noisy onomatopoeia, like with the
onomatopoeia.
Is it like a chicharichari?
Like Tweety bird?
Yeah, Tweety bird. The only reason I'm reminded is because of what you said, pepper in Vietnamese. It's actually, it's pio pio.
Pio pio.
Pio pio.
You know how they say trombone in Spanish?
How?
Tromboneria?
Trombone.
Tromboner.
Trombone? Is it just trombone?
I got
these
a
are
bone.
Some. These are sort of hilariously disappointing.
Are they?
Is it
do they taste
air?
Like tater tots?
Wait.
Here, Dan, try these.
Take one down.
They're not bad.
Around.
They're just sort of, they're just disappointing.
Are they good? Or
it's just something to mindlessly eat in front of a TV.
I've still got a mouth.
Have you had them before? You've had those?
Oh. The shrimp chips
it
would be better for
like
that.
It's one of those things. Like when it's all about the texture.
It's all, it's corn that kind of squishes down in on itself.
I think the problem is it,
maybe
I don't think they are
like
stale. I don't.
Stick it to your tongue first and get a little like.
They're not stale,
you know,
but
like
they just
gotta,
squish down on
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, right. Oh. They taste like.
It's not food. You gotta like.
They taste like they are stale, but they're not stale.
Yeah, no, it's true. The geometry is off. That's the way to
stale
put it.
Taste you expect from us.
Yeah.
The
there's
fresh
not enough
stale
flavor.
Taste.
Yeah, they don't have enough caramel flavor.
That's why you need all those fake ingredients to add extra mm-hmm. fake flavor.
Oh, yeah. You got to bring that to England on the plane.
No.
Big knife.
They'll be like, sir, this knife is too big, sir.
Like too big?
Were you aware that this knife is too big to take on an airplane?
It's fucking assholes.
No, this is too
I
nice.
Started that shit. I started
this
that shit.
This has a slight flavor. Wait, there's no rice in this?
No.
It has a burnt rice flavor.
Jesse, why don't you try
it has
some?
A slight burnt rice flavor that...
Yeah, this is very disappointing.
I'll try one.
I get it. I can see why Koreans dig it.
They dig it the most.
My issue with it...
But it has that like comforting burnt rice...
Yeah, it's mild.
Yeah.
But it
you didn't grow up with
that. That's really weird.
No, it's when the geometry of it is off, so that when you bite into it, it just compresses the corn together.
I'm really confused by it.
Yeah, because it looks like a cheesy. It looks like a poofy poof.
It makes
but
a little
but it doesn't taste like
it's not poofy.
It's poofy, but not
flavor.
Enough because it compresses.
Yeah,
like a golden crisp.
You know what it's like? It's like biting down on one of those styrofoam peanuts
crisp.
For packing.
Yeah, it is kind of
packing.
It's exactly like that.
This sweet, would be good packing material.
Sweet styrofoam.
Yeah.
I'll try
it.
It's Christmas. You can use it.
Like Dan's like, well, I'll try another one.
Some
to make
of that
sure.
Styrofoam, yeah. baby.
No. The thing about it is you eat it and you're like,
kids,
but you want to have
that.
More.
We'll eat the whole bag.
Yeah, you want to keep going.
Whatever you don't eat, you can use to pack up a package.
They're fine.
It's true. No, it is like Jamie said. It's the ultimate, the mindless thing to eat while you're watching TV.
They're disappointing, yeah. but they're fine.
I bet if you dipped it in some kind of saucy sauce, it might be a little.
I still think it'd be disappointing.
That's what we said about the plantains.
I think the star of the show is the seaweed.
Yeah,
both. The seaweed was unique.
The plain seaweed and the squid seaweed.
You would say that.
Tasted like the ocean.
You would say that. The squid seaweed, I think, was a solid bean.
Yes.
Yeah, just the seaweed
very
was really
nice,
good.
Very nice.
I have some shrimp chips
and
in
the,
here, but
the
those
jack
are
the jackfruit was very good.
Too. Yes.
My neck is all fucked up on the other side now.
You didn't discuss the jackfruit.
The seaweed.
I didn't dislike the jackfruit. I was just kind of not in the mood for it.
You took the smallest nibble.
I wanted to try it.
Boom, chicka pop. Boom, chicka pop was good.
The seaweed had the strong wild design of an Atari game box, but the solid foundation of the game itself.
For real.
Are you talking about like combat?
I can't remember what that box art was like.
Like
I bet it was awesome. Was it like some tanks and planes and shit or something?
Just want some standard old shrimp chips. These are the garlic, sour, you know, garlic flavor.
Good old onion and garlic shrimp snacks.
Yeah. Those are good. The original are my favorite, but those are good.
We should get some of these for Giles for Christmas. He's like,
yeah. He likes to snack on that.
That's for me for Christmas.
It does taste like, it's kind of like a rice cake. Those puffs were kind of rice cake.
I don't know. Is the price on there? The price might be on the back.
$7.
They weren't a lot.
There's various things that are called rice cakes.
$2.89 or something, maybe.
Pass for rice cakes. Mm.
These are solid shrimp snacks.
Yeah, those are the good old standard. They had other flavors of that brand, by the way. That seaweed snack that everyone liked, there were a number of other flavors on offer.
Flavorful.
Oh, yeah.
Did they have, like bacon flavor?
I don't think they had bacon flavor, but like I don't even know exactly what any of the flavors were other than the pictures, you know, of various animals.
They had like salmon flavor. And
dancing bok choy or something.
Yeah. Bok choy. Do any of you know what I mean? When you eat a shrimp chip and you kind of like hold it to your tongue and then it kind of sucks your tongue.
Yeah, and it fizzes. It like fizzes on your tongue and it adheres to it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. It's a chemical reaction between the structure of the rice
flour.
Well, no, I want to try.
Yeah, hold it against your tongue and it gets bubbly. Yeah.
Okay, I want to try.
Like tingly. It tingles you.
I'll try it.
Yeah, like the little air pockets.
I'm
going to
make it tingle on my tongue.
I'm tingling it.
Make me tingle on my tongue, too. I'm going to make it tingle on my tongue, too.
You have a weird look on your face. It's like tingling on my tongue.
And try it when your tongue is
you
like
guys
got to
cool it.
I'm just saying it's tingling on my tongue.
Jesse's had enough.